Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Joining me now is candidate Paul Dans. He is running in the crowded primary against Senator Lindsey Graham. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Tara.
So let's dive right in. I'll ask you the first question I ask all candidates. Congratulations. You're the new senator from South Carolina. It's day one. You go into the office to begin doing that one thing that's the most important to you. What is the first thing you do?
Ending these endless wars. Really making sure that America first means America first, putting investment back here at home and not, you know, shipping $300 billion abroad for Ukraine. You know, I would make sure that we work with the administration and actually help achieve the peace, not stand in the way of it. And that's what Lindsey's been doing. So redoing, pulling down some of those laws, bringing together folks. This is what I did. I was the architect of Project 2025, and that's supplying about 80% of what the Trump administration's now done in this first 8 months of the year. So really helping move those items along as well, helping advance the president's agenda.
Paul Dans, as you, I know you know, the media used 2025, they lied about it. And really, honestly, I think almost libeled you. But by the time the election was over, President Trump did distance himself from you and Project 2025. At least that's the way it's described. Do you agree with that assessment?
Well, look, probably other than President Trump, no one has caused more liberal tears than I have. Project 2025 was born right here in South Carolina at my kitchen table 2.5 years ago. It became a global juggernaut. But it was really bringing together thousands of conservatives under the auspices of the Heritage Foundation, where I was recruited to stand this project up, but make sure the president was ready to roll day one. So it's really powered this whole Trump administration. And indeed, look, the libs, they lied about it. But, you know, President Trump ultimately won in the landslide. These are very popular ideas. They're everything from reinstating the service members who were forced out because they refused to take the jab, to undoing the Department of Education, putting education back in the hands of parents and localities, you know, everything from shutting down Corporation for Public Broadcasting. I put that chapter right in the book. Our book was downloaded 20 million times and really set the table for what conservatives wanted to see. So, you know, President Trump was advised by some of his campaign people to knock it. Ultimately, though, look, they picked up everything and they're putting it in place. And that's what's gratifying to see. It's not about, you know, the glory, but certainly, you know, as they say, if it's a sin to covet honor, I'll be one of the most offending souls alive. This has to happen. We have to save this republic. And I'm an MIT problem solver. I went to University of Virginia School of Law, was twice elected president of Federalist Society. I've been at this movement for 30 years, and I realized after serving in the Trump administration in the first term, we had to be ready to roll day one. And that's how I spent the last 3 years of my life, you know, going up to Washington every week, kissing my wife and kids goodbye here down in Charleston, and making sure that the next conservative president could just keep coming day after day, wave after wave with conservative hits. And that's what they're doing. So I, you know, I think that that's the truth. The president now has embraced Project 2025. It's inevitable. It really, you know, look, the administration, those were all the guys I worked with. I hired Russ Vogt, you know, and he is one of the deep state slayers, but I brought him to work on Project 2025 and conceive this whole thing. And that's what really upset the left, that we were able to have a systemized way of getting ourselves together and working as one. And that when conservatives were the majority, after all, folks, we have to stop being divided and we have to restore this country. And that's what we've done with Project 2025 and getting Trump ready.
Paul Danz, what you say is actually true. Even Politico has admitted it. They wrote, Paul Danz, the ousted director of Project 2025, says he's delighted Trump is implementing his agenda after all. So Politico agrees. Liberal media agrees that about 80% of that Trump agenda came from your Project 2025. I got to ask you, though, because Lindsey Graham is going to use this against you. It looks like, and I'm reading in from the outside, that Trump might have also gotten you pushed out at the Heritage Foundation because 2025, at least during the campaign, became a liability for him. Trump now credits 2025 as, you know, giving him a lot of these ideas. In fact, he did it over the last couple of weeks. So that's, I mean, that is a powerful testament to you. But Lindsey Graham likes to focus on, hey, he got, you know, fired. He got pushed out, you know, when the left was lying about 2025, making it sound like some crazy plan. Did that happen? Did Trump get you pushed out? Did he get you fired?
No, look, I resigned because the project was finished. You know, that was what we always planned. It was delivered under budget and ahead of schedule, as the president would say, and right after the nominating conventions. Look, I'll give Lindsey Graham credit for one thing, making me go into politics. He is the career politician who flip-flops for 30 years in Washington. He's totally corrupt and compromised. He's everything encapsulated in one that we should move out. He's a warmonger. He does not live our values. He's 70 years old. He's childless. He's never raised a family. He knows nothing about taking care of a sick kid, nothing about getting hit with a $3,000 or $10,000 hospital bill for a loved one. He doesn't sit in the traffic here in Somerville trying to get in to Charleston. He runs around, you know, on four-day weekends holding hands with dictators. Meanwhile, you know, he has wasted the inheritance of these kids. No one can afford the American dream anymore. He doesn't go to the grocery shop store at night and see the prices tick up another 40 cents, a buck. You know, eggs are in some places like pushing $9. This is a guy totally divorced from life on the ground. He gave up on our state years ago. So look, the reality with Project 2025 and Heritage Foundation, it was my honor to
come to DSW for the shoes. Stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contracts. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it.
Are you playing me off?
That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Lead it. There was a little bit of fake news. Heritage Foundation came out and clarified that And even President Roberts, Kevin, said, hey, Paul's a patriot, and we actually need more people like him running for office. So Lindsey doesn't have a thread to run on. He only has a record to run from. And there really is nothing really derogatory of me. I'm a dad of four. I have 2 degrees from MIT. You know, I'm full-blooded deplorable, as I like to say. My parents were both come from working-class stock. My dad was a Vietnam vet. My uncles and grandfather were World War II heroes. They all came back to their factory towns only to see the work shipped abroad. I've been fighting against this globalization. I've been in the trenches every day for President Trump for the last 11 years. When Lindsey was, you know, if Lindsey had his way, there never would have been a President Trump. He's the guy who's saying, tell Donald Trump to go to hell, famously. I was there in Pennsylvania in 16 in the legal war room as a volunteer, making sure Trump won Pennsylvania. I went into the admin. I was one of his most successful appointees. I've actually fired people in the deep state. I am a deep state slayer. I fired bureaucrats. I set the entire tone for the second administration by building Project 2025. I was there in Georgia and fighting for the president. I seen the election. I'm a rigged and stolen guy. Talk to me about election integrity. And I don't think we have time tonight, but today. But these are the critical issues I've fought for, and I will fight for in Washington. You'll finally get a fighter who stands up for the issues important to you.
Yeah, and you make a great point that you hired Russ Vought, and now Russ Vought is really, you know, the architect for Project 2025, the architect of a lot of what Trump is doing budget-wise. Lindsey Graham goes to his own home county. He's standing on a stage with Trump, and he gets booed. Yet somehow he keeps getting elected, and unfortunately Trump has, despite him getting booed in his own hometown, I can't believe this, Trump has endorsed Lindsey Graham. How are you going to overcome that, Paul Danz, as a candidate?
Well, yeah, there's good news on all those fronts. One, obviously, President Trump endorsed him back in February. I got on in the race here at the very end of July and August. So we've only really been running here for 6 weeks, and I wasn't on the radar. Look, Lindsey extracted that endorsement. He was head of the budget committee. Yeah. You know, he has never birthed any kids, but he birthed that big, beautiful monstrosity, if you will, another $5 trillion of debt. Look, his 30 years in Washington, he went there with $7 trillion in national debt, is $37 trillion. This is Mr. Deficit spending. He got us to these problems in the first place. You know, his endless wars, Iraq, Afghanistan, Libya, you know, Syria, you name it, this guy's advocated for it. So getting over it, the boos and pickings are only going to get louder. They reverberated. They were heard again in Somerville. They were heard again in Columbia on election night. You know, the president isn't going to want to get on the stage with this guy. He literally had to phone it in to Columbia at that Silver Elephant RNC gala. And, you know, it's tepid. Basically, Lindsey, the good news is our polling is showing great signs. Lindsey is in catastrophic territory. We have him under 50%, well in the middle 40s. And I've doubled my share in just 6 weeks. We're Lindsey's at 46. I'm at 22. And Mr. Lynch fell from 10 to 4%. So this is a battle now of two men. This is me, the actual swamp drainer, the Mr. Danz goes to Washington, the political outsider who's actually worked for MAGA for the last 12 years, been at every major battle, been in the trenches, versus the guy that we're fighting against, the career established bureaucrat who warmonger, who has $20 million in his coffer through kickbacks and blood money. A guy who says, look,
Paul Danz, let me stop you there because I got a question for you. Hold on. And I got about 30 seconds left, but I really want to get this in. You talked about the size of Lindsey Graham's war chest. How are you going to match that? How much money have you raised so far?
We are going to patriots all over. People listening to this, go to pauldanz.com and give. We don't need to match that. We need to get an amount that's going to get our truth out. We have truth on our side, but we're asking patriots all over the country. This is not a South Carolina problem. This is an America problem to get this warmonger out. So we will be going with Project 2025. I have a lot of national exposure, and also big pocketed people are going to get behind this. So lots coming this month, the exciting stuff, but pauldanz.com, and we're going to do this. This is the people's Senate seat. We're going to rip it out of the hands of the deep state and put it back to the good people of South Carolina.
Paul Danz, thank you so much for joining us this morning on 98.9 WORD.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.